Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming your way this morning once again. And I have some beautiful things to share with you from the scriptures, which I believe will be a great blessing to you. Now, I want us to talk about something so special about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His ministry in our lives. When you read in Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 1, there are so many great things that are said concerning the tabernacle of old or the temple of old. You know, in the Old Testament, there were three requirements that God had for the children of Israel. The first was that in order for their sins to be taken care of every year, there had to be a high priest. There had to be a lamb without spot or blemish whose blood would be used to appease God for a year. When the high priest comes in to sacrifice that blood and God is happy with it, then God looks away from their sins for 1 year. So the high priest goes in there to offer sacrifices for them. There were three divisions of the tabernacle. There was a holy place, there was the most holy place, and then there was the outer court. And the high priest would go into the most holy place or the holy of holies just once in a year to offer sacrifices. In the most holy place, there was the Ark of Covenant. And upon the Ark of Covenant sat a seat called the mercy seat. Now the priest will come with the blood of the lamb, without spot, without blemish. The lamb has done nothing wrong. The lamb doesn't know anything about sin. He's an innocent blood, and God required the blood of an innocent person or an innocent animal to take care of the sin of mankind. So what happened was that Israel would take that lamb, and then the high priest would take the blood inside to the Holy of Holies. Now the Holy of Holies was a very dangerous place. Whenever the priest is going, there's a rope that is tied by his waist and then sent outside so that someone outside can have the other end of the rope, so that just in case there's something should happen to the priest, if the priest himself is not sanctified or is with sin, he's going to die in the presence of God. And if that body is left there in the presence of God, all of Israel will die. So it was a very risky time in Israel's life. It was a time every year, once in a year, they would go for their sins to be forgiven. Now, when you read in Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 1, it says, "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins." So that's what they were doing. And it says, "Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity." Then verse 3 says, "And by reason hereof, he ought as for the other people, so also for himself to offer for sins." So the priest has to offer sins for himself to be taken care of, or else he can't go into the Holy of Holies. If he goes into the Holy of Holies, he's going to die. Now, if he goes there, he goes there with the blood of the lamb, and he offers that blood upon that mercy seat. And that the mercy seat was where God came to dwell, God came to live. Now, when the blood touches the mercy seat and God is happy with it, God would say to the priest that he's fine, it's okay. For the next 1 year, your sins have been covered. And the high priest will go away and go and declare to the children of Israel outside who were gathered at the outer court, tell them that it is finished. Your sins have been forgiven for the next 1 year, and they will all rejoice. Hallelujah. But look at verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 5. He says, "And by reason thereof, he ought as for the other people, so also for himself to offer for sins." Then he says in verse 4, he says, "And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee." Hallelujah. As he said also in another place, "Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." So Jesus Christ also came as a priest. Today I'm talking to you about Jesus, our high priest, or Jesus, my high priest. You know, Jesus functioned as a high priest. We just saw it in the Bible. He said he came as a high priest. God made him a high priest because God said, "Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee." He was made a high priest. And he was made a high priest who carried his own blood. You see, Jesus was the Lamb of God as well. So Jesus was the Lamb of God, because if you read in John chapter 1, when John saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." You know, Jesus was without sin. The Bible says that he was tempted in all points, but he was without sin. Hallelujah. He was a lamb that was sacrificed, so he took his own blood and went into the heavenly holy of holies. Now, that is written in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, and I want you to see it. It says, "But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come," hallelujah, "he came as an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and cows." During the Old Testament, there is blood of goats and cows. Then it says, "But by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." He went into the holy place to obtain eternal redemption for us. So he took his own blood. He was a high priest, took his own blood, and he accepted his own blood because he's the one who sits on the mercy seat, because he's God. So Christ functioned as the high priest, the lamb who took his own blood, and then also functioned as the Lord or God himself to accept his own blood. And he did all this for you, so that he can obtain eternal redemption for you. Now, go back to Hebrews chapter 5. I want you to see something special there, what Jesus did. Hebrews chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 8. It says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hallelujah. Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus is my high priest. And what did he do? He's my high priest who offered sacrifices for sin once and obtained eternal redemption and obtained eternal salvation for you and I. My brothers and sisters, you are eternally saved. Don't let anything tell you otherwise. He has saved you and you are saved because he's your high priest. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in God's presence. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.